You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Who's the first person to get through today? That is Wes. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dom, Jeremy. Good morning. How's it going?
Really good now that you're here, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Now the party can start.
You're bringing the energy.
Woo! Let's go. I appreciate
what do you do, Wes?
So right now, I'm actually sitting outside of my gym. Just worked out and trying to figure out if I should go back in just because, I don't really want to go back to working out.
Oh, so you stepped out to call us, took a little break, and then you're going to, go back in, okay. You want to look good naked, buddy.
No, I've always wanted to be on Rattle Off. You guys actually were the first time long caller about 7 years ago, and you guys let me meet you. So this is the first time I've been back on the radio.
That's great.
Right on.
Here's what I would say about going back into the gym. If you win, just go about your day, do whatever you're going to do. If you lose, go back in and work out your frustrations.
Mm. There you go. They got a few punching bags, so maybe I'll go do that.
There you go.
Exactly. All right. All right, here we go. Let's see how you do in 10 seconds. You got to think fast on your feet, Wes. In 10 seconds, we are looking for five examples of obsolete technology. Five examples of technology that we might call obsolete. Ready and go.
iPod, toaster oven, microwave. No. I lost it.
You might want to go back into that punching bag, my friend.
Get in there.
I would say something like the laser disc,
a pager,
the Betamax, the VCR,
a washboard.
Washboard, yeah.
A butter
buggy
churner.
Whips, you know. Yeah, 8 tracks maybe.
No, so many, Wes.
Exactly. Well, hey, I appreciate you. I have a big smile on my face, so I appreciate you guys for the morning.
You're a good man, Wes. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening for so long.
Yeah, you too, boys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. We have the greatest listeners on the planet.
Good guy. What a nice, real nice
Here
guy.
Is, is it Aviv? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
It is. It is. You got it.
Okay.
Aviv, thank you for calling. What is it that you do?
I do tech sales here in Denver.
Tech sales?
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Aviv, do me a favor. It sounds like we might be on a speakerphone or Bluetooth. Can you take us off of that, please, sir?
Sure. My apologies.
No worries.
Don't let it ever happen again.
What kind don't of, make us track
what
you
was
down.
It? Tech sales? What kind of tech? Okay.
And
he's gone.
And there he goes.
Away he goes.
Okay.
We'll never
Here's,
know.
Here's Dre. Hello, Dre.
Hey, how you guys doing?
It's another, a good day,
another
Dre.
Another great day. Line here. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I'm not. No.
Okay, good.
He's all good. What do you do for a living?
I have a house cleaning company.
Excellent.
Okay, how many people you got working for you?
About 15 or 20 employees.
Good for you. Killing
Listen,
it.
Listen, I want you to convince Jeremy. I've been trying to get him to give in because his wife, Nicole, would love for them to hire a house cleaning company, and Jeremy won't give in.
I won't do it. I feel like we're able to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Some minor details that we can help you guys out with.
You're also able to grow your own food, but I noticed you
don't
go to the grocery store.
No, I don't want
to
do that. But I do have groceries delivered.
I've been using house cleaning services for over 20 years, and I will never go back. Yeah. I love it.
Wow.
Dre, let's play the game. You ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, listen. Your letter is the letter F, as in Frank. In 10 seconds, we need 5 cities or towns, and these can be anywhere in the world or locally. It doesn't matter. 5 cities or towns that begin with the letter F. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
We'll go Fort Collins, Fort Lupton, Fort Morgan. We'll go France and Fairmount.
Unfortunately, France is a country and not a city or a town, unless there's a city somewhere.
Probably.
There has to be.
City of France.
Hold on. We're going to look it up.
Let's see.
Because as soon as I say, I'm sorry, France is a country and not a city or a town, somebody like, say, there's a town.
France, Alabama.
Right.
I don't know.
Is there a U.S. city? No, there's a Paris, Texas. I don't see an American city named France. I've looked everywhere.
Three places named France and Portugal. Two places named France and America.
Well, wait a minute.
One place in France named France.
Is there a town in Portugal named France?
There's a France, Idaho, and a France, Florida, it looks like.
Hold on a second. France, Idaho. And there it is.
There we go.
We have a
winner!
I'll tell you what.
Oh, these ones we got
very
at
nice.
Google.
Very nice.
It's all right.
You know, you fumbled the ball, but then you fell on it and recovered, Dre. So you're a champ today. How about that?
I was going to say Frazier, but I kind of freaked out a little bit.
It's all right. You still got it.
Frazier would count. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh is going to swing around and tell you about that prize. Okay, buddy?
Very nice. Okay. Thank you much, boys.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Cool. You know what? That's the thing. You know, when we say just blurt stuff out and keep going,
you might end up a winner.
Because there's a France, Idaho,
and
who knew?